This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. Love who you are, you got to love who you are. Love who you are, love, 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 love. Love who you are, you got to love who you are. Love who you are, love, 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 love. Love who you are, you got to love who you are. Love who you are.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome here to another fabulous week on Manawatu People Radio, 999 AM, the voice of your community. That's right, you're here with the Pāori Pride team. I'm Cam.
Hi, I'm Andy.
I'm Sky.
And I'm Matt. Goodness me, it's the four horsemen
of the apocalypse. No, too far. Too far. Every too week, far. Too far.
I just keep trying to up my game.
It's not the kind of horseman I'm into. But
well, yeah.
I like the jockeys because they're short. On tonight, and they're good at riding.
And they don't have to kneel.
They give me a whip. Nay. Nepal LGBTQ plus group marks Pride with vigil for flood victims. Also, Idaho Saloon that hosted Hetero Awesome Fest could become a gay bar.
Switzerland,
Hetero Awesome Fest.
Yeah. Switzerland moves towards national conversion therapy ban. And ex-gay confirms he's still gay and ashamed of Trump support.
Oh. And Gloria Steinem has died.
Okay. And
I often say it happens in threes.
I have a gay diver.
Far more than three of them at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually think what it is I was talking about it with a friend the other day, we get to a certain age where our celebrity idols start.
Well, it's been a whole group of them in about their 80s, but also you look at the way media and things change, and that was about the time when there was a lot more celebrities, or people became celebrities, yeah. And there's a lot more people that we look to.
Yes, and a few more that are in that same era that are still here, so I'm very mindful.
Someone's guarding them, I'm sure. Yes. Nepal's Blue Diamond Society. I'm just going to jump in
with an article.
Pink News. This is from Pink News. Sian Thompson. Nepal's Blue Diamond Society, BDS, chose to pause its usual Pride in Gay Jitra celebration this year, instead marking the occasion with a candlelight ceremony in solidarity with a nation facing devastating floods. In an Instagram post on the 30th of August, BDS, also known as the Blue Diamond Society, said it wanted to remember, mourn and support and care together, rather than hold its usual celebration. The organisation gathered to remember members of Nepal's gender and sexual minority groups who had died over the past year, while also mourning those killed in recent floods, including Nepali citizens and foreign tourists. The candlelight ceremony honoured those who lost their lives while offering prayers for recovery of those injured. The safe rescue of people still missing in strength for their bereaved families. Honourable Bhumika Shrestha, spelt Bhumika, space Shrestha, I'd pronounce it how you will, thanked the SOGIESC community for standing alongside the nation during the crisis, while BDS President Yumisha Pandey reaffirmed the community's message, "We stand with our nation in this difficult hour." BDS also pledged 100,000 to Nepal's Prime Minister's Relief Fund as a contribution to the national relief effort. "Our pride is our solidarity," the organisation wrote. "We remember, we stand together, we care." That's sucky that they've had floods and stuff over there. And
horrendous.
A lot of people, but they still have been finding some survivors.
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah, there were some people who had been down in some of the workers' tunnels that were pulled out this morning, our time. So, yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's very lucky.
Yeah, like 9-10 days, and, that's quite a long time to be surviving in the tunnel.
Also to hear, lovely to hear that somewhere like Nepal has a queer community group, you know what I mean?
An active one and a respected one.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. Right, yeah. So up on the anthem list today, we've got a selection of musicals, a music, some from Barbara Streisand, Madonna. But first up, we're going to hear from the iconic diva Bette Midler with From a Distance.
Bearing in mind today we're also, or this week we're also commemorating the 25th anniversary of 9/11.
Yes.
Wow.
So here we go, folks.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. It's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. And there are no guns, no. From a distance, we
Midler.
That was Bette Midler with From a Distance, the 2015 remastered version.
One of her more, how dare I say it, sensible songs. Yeah. I love Bette Midler because she has moments where she's like crazy and all over the place and a little bit smutty and a little bit saucy. But then she has beautiful moments like that.
And let's be honest, she was amazing in Hocus Pocus.
She's amazing in pretty much everything she does.
We've got a special Bette Midler show coming up.
Is she coming on the show?
No, it's her birthday, so we're having an all-Bette show.
December 1st, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know how long I've known that? It
needs to be a national holiday.
Since I was in high school, I was like, oh, when's Bette Midler's? I was obsessed with her.
My very first album of hers was Live at Last.
Ah, one of my first tape albums I brought was Experience the Divine, the little green one.
Yep.
And I'm going to say, I didn't know her until I met you guys.
Ah.
Just throwing that out there because...
Yes, we know. Because you called her Bette Midler.
Yeah,
you weirdo. You lost gay points for that.
Sky is laughing at me, but I suspect he's in the same boat too.
No, I knew who she was.
And I'm also going to, you know, throw out another confession. Is that I had never watched The Sound of Music until I met Andy and Matt.
I still haven't.
Have you watched Beaches, though?
I think so.
Did Beaches make you cry?
To be honest, I would have to, like, see it to be like, oh yes, I've seen this before.
No, you would notice it. You would probably not. It would make you cry. You would tear up.
All right, I'm going to read my article.
She dies. She dies in the movie.
What a spoiler. You've just ruined it for everyone who hasn't watched it. Right.
She leaves her daughter behind.
Milo Yiannopoulos has acknowledged that he remains a gay man and is still married to his husband despite spending years publicly identifying as ex-gay and promoting conversion therapy.
You're just not listening to our story about
the far-right political provocateur made the comments during an interview with Piers Morgan following his recent arrest by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, and deported from the U.S. to the U.K. Mm-hmm. During Piers Morgan Uncensored, Morgan questioned Yiannopoulos about his personal life after he spoke about being separated from his American family. When Morgan pointed out that his name is terrible to pronounce, Yiannopoulos is a gay man married to another man, Yiannopoulos confirmed that this is still the case, saying, "I don't do the sex stuff anymore, but yes." He said his husband continues to live in their Los Angeles home at the other end of the corridor. The pair married in Hawaii in...
At the other end of the corridor?
Yes.
Is that where he lives?
Yes.
The pair married in Hawaii in September 2017, where Yiannopoulos previously using the marriage to adjust his immigration status and obtain a green card. The revelation comes after Yiannopoulos spent years describing himself as ex-gay. In 2021, he said he had effectively ended his sex relationship with his husband and described homosexuality as an addiction. He also promoted the idea of rehabilitating conversion therapy. His comments about his sexuality came alongside a major reversal on Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. Yiannopoulos previously spent more than a year calling for mass deportations under the Trump administration, including demanding that millions of immigrants be deported and calling for ICE checkpoints at places such as supermarket and gas stations. But after ICE arrested Yiannopoulos at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport on August 27 and deported him to the UK the following day, he said he was very ashamed of supporting Donald Trump. Yiannopoulos was also told Morgan that he would never have supported Trump if he had known something like his own deportation could happen. Morgan later confronted him with...
I'm sorry, can I interrupt? That is so Kris Jenner.
Yeah,
no, not Kris Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner.
That's
so Caitlyn Jenner.
Morgan later confronted him with his previous comments calling for mass deportations. Mm. When Morgan pointed out the apparent hypocrisy of Yiannopoulos now objecting to the immigration system he had previously supported, Yiannopoulos conceded, "You got me." Yiannopoulos described his arrest and detention as terrifying, humiliating, and physically degrading, adding he wouldn't wish it on anyone.
Mm-hmm. He does have quite a history. I've got some of it here. My God. He rose to international prominence during Trump's first presidential campaign, while working as the editor at a far-right outlet, Bradport News. He resigned from that after earlier recorded remarks about sexual relationships between adults and minors surfaced. Yiannopoulos, can't even say his name.
Yeah, chip over his blood.
Subsequently apologised and said he had been sexually abused as a child. Okay. He later worked for Republican former Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. He got around, didn't he? And was famously associated with rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye West. He managed Ye's short-lived 2024 presidential campaign.
Isn't Kanye West in... Oh, no, I'm thinking P. Diddy.
Yeah.
P. Diddy's in the Slammer, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And served as chief of staff at the rapper's Yeezy company before famously severing ties with the rapper over his decision to launch a porn division of his company. He's also well known for his public profile as a far-right gay Republican.
Kanye's released a porn of his company.
And he didn't like it, yeah. In 2017, just weeks after marrying a man in Hawaii, he urged Australians to vote against marriage equality. It's not even Australian. During the National Postal Survey, the paramount consideration is not those gay couples. It is religious freedom, he said. I'm gay and a Catholic. The highest priority for me is making sure no church, no believer anywhere is required to violate their religious conscience. I mean, it just goes on. This guy's so...
He's very contradictory of things he said.
He's
a living contradiction to what he says.
Yeah. I mean, he's either really bright or he's a complete schmuck. But anyway, he's gone home. The policies he supported now bit him in the butt.
Maybe his husband bit him in the butt.
Each to their own.
From the other end of the corridor?
From the other end of the corridor.
Yeah.
That takes some skill.
Well, his husband's still got the property. He'll be going up to the property now.
Well, if he's been deported, the husband has all rights to the property.
Yes, because he won't be considered a US citizen.
Well, so he'll lost his green card.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that brings up our next song. This song is by, go to the list. It is by Melissa Etheridge,
mm-hmm.
And it is Tuesday Morning.
And this is specifically about...
morning in the fall of an American dream. My mind is doing what it knows is right on flight 93. He loved his mom and he loved his dad. He loved his home and he loved his man. But on that bloody Tuesday morning, he died an American. Now you cannot change this. You can't erase this. You can't pretend this is not the truth. Up and down, all that gold. Teach your children in our schools, because who he wants to love is breaking your God's rules. He stood up on a Tuesday morning in the terror he was brave. lives he must have saved. Now you cannot change this, and you can't erase this. You can't pretend this is not the truth. And the things you might take for granted,
Tuesday morning with Melissa Etheridge.
Welcome back to Palmy Pride here on NPR, Manawatu People's Radio. Don't say it.
American activist, feminist and journalist Gloria Steinem has died aged 92.
92?
Good honour.
That's a good innings.
Yeah, the groundbreaking feminist rights campaigner helped to create greater rights for women across the world fighting for equality into her 90s. A statement shared on her Instagram stated that she passed away 2nd of September at her home in New York City, surrounded by some of the many who loved her. Gloria's near century on earth were years well lived, and she continued working for equality until the very end. So right through, she was an absolute advocate for women, a fighter for women's rights. And she made a name for herself in 1963, going undercover for 11 days as a Playboy bunny to write a two-part expose of how the women working in Hugh Hefner's Playboy Club were treated. While undercover, Steinem lost 10 pounds and was forced into tight costumes and high heels. In celebration, her manager made her costume even tighter. Following the publication of her infamous expose, she was unable to get work. That would have been tough, yeah. As an LGBTQ advocate, Steinem highlighted the importance of the queer community and feminists working together. Maybe that's a lesson we need to be recalling. While speaking at the National Lesbian and Gay Journalists Association's annual conference in the early 2000s, she said, "It just makes sense and that feminists and gays should be supportive of one another. After all, we're fighting the same enemy. The people who don't want women's rights are pretty much the same people who don't want gay rights." Most of her life was spent fighting for causes she felt were important and bringing them into the mainstream. She told The Observer in 2011, "I hope to live to 100. So much to do." There you go. Way to go, Gloria Steinem.
Yes. Right. And our next song up that we have on the list of anthems is Take Me to Heaven by Sylvester.
This is also, this week, I believe, is Sylvester's birthday. Oh, no, sorry, is it his birthday?
I have no idea. You're telling the story.
Whose hands are these? Yeah. Whose face is this? What building am I in? Who owns the sky? Can we go to the song, please?
Right. Song, please.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz bbs.org/donate. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app.
Oh,
Sylvester with Take Me to Heaven.
Right. My turn?
Yes, go.
Switzerland moves towards national conversion therapy ban. Switzerland has moved closer to a nationwide ban on so-called conversion therapy after the federal government said it supports national legislation to outlaw the widely discredited practice. The Swiss Broadcasting Corporation said the government officially set out its position in a report published on Wednesday. Protections have developed unevenly across the country so far. Oh, Neuchâtel became the first Swiss canton to ban conversion therapy in 2023, and Valais and Vaud have also prohibited the practice in their cantons. I assume cantons is like regions. Mm-hmm. Bern and Geneva are among other cantons where lawmakers have considered similar prohibitions. Neuchâtel's in 2023 law marked the first time a Swiss canton formally outlawed conversion therapy, setting a precedent later followed by Valais and Vaud. And the move towards national legislation would bring Switzerland closer to a single standard rather than protections depending on where someone lives. Conversion therapy is widely condemned by major medical and psychological bodies internationally as ineffective and harmful. The European Commission earlier in 2026 that all EU countries should ban conversion therapy. Switzerland is not an EU member, but Germany passed a 2020 law prohibiting conversion therapy for minors and for adults who have not consented to undergoing the practice. Several EU countries, including Belgium, Cyprus, France, Malta, Norway, Portugal and Spain, have banned conversion therapy outright. Greece banned conversion therapy for minors in 2022. In the Netherlands, the Dutch Senate in June approved a bill that would ban conversion therapy after the lower house of parliament approves the measure in September 2025.
So just for a bit of Googling there, so Swiss canton is effectively a state, like what they do in America. So they have, it says here, according to Google, it says Swiss canton is an individual member state or regional territory of Switzerland, while the parliament is the country's national lawmaking body. So
kind of like how we have regional councils, but as a more authoritative level.
Yes, so Switzerland has 26, and they are basically in charge of setting the laws, education standards, etc., in that state, basically like what America does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Effectively.
It was also interesting that part of the mentioned Germany had brought in legislation
quite early on in the
prohibited
cycle.
It for people who, unless you consent.
Yeah, for adults.
I'd like to know what they thought people were consenting to and how that was presented, because essentially people were consenting to misinformation.
Potentially also some people, I would say, on the grounds of religion would potentially consent to it. Mm. But yes, but I don't
again,
know.
Again, there's no, it's not something to be cured.
Which country was that?
Germany.
They're quite good at bringing in rules, apparently. Let's go to a song, and when we come back from a song, Idaho Saloon, that hosted Hetero Wilson Vest, could become a gay bar.
Oh, yes. So this next song is by Madonna with I Love New York.
The places make me feel like a dork.
was Madonna with I Love New York.
Oh, well, she should. She's lived there long enough, off and on. Is she American? Is she English? With her accent? We don't know.
I'm pretty sure she's both, technically, these days.
I'm sure she's played at the stadium there.
Has she adopted any more children?
Not that I've heard of.
Not that you've heard of?
She must almost be at the age where it's just not practical.
I've seen a beautiful skit of a drag queen from overseas, somewhere in Europe, that does a skit of her, and she walks out to do like one of her really well-known songs, but she's on a Zimmer frame. It's brilliant. Right, a notorious Idaho saloon could become a very different identity. Recently, a fundraising campaign was launched with the goal of buying the old State Saloon in Eagle, Idaho, and transforming it into, drumroll please, an LGBTQ plus nightlife bar, venue, and community space. The campaign aimed to raise $3 million to purchase the property and its liquor license. The saloon itself is currently listed for $2.4 million. While the liquor license is listed separately for $500,000. The Old State Saloon owner, Mark Fitzpatrick, made headlines last year when he hosted, inverted commas, hetero awesome vest, describing it as a celebration of traditional gender norms and heterosexual awesomeness, and an alternative to pride events, according to KTVB. Just 50 people attended. Sounds like a party from like the 1920s.
Yes.
Straight pride parade and two people showed up.
It's crazy.
Can't be a parade with just two people.
You can make it a parade if you're loud enough. The saloon has been itself associated with other controversial promotions. Last November it offered free drinks to people whose tips to immigration and customs enforcement resulted in deportations. Now the proposed new State Saloon would attempt to turn the reputation completely on its head. The vision for its permanent LGBTQ bar, it's been a long week. The vision for the permanent LGBTQ bar and nightlife destination, with drag performances, dancing, live music, parties and community nights, as well as a space that can be used during the day for educational workshops, art shows and non-profit fundraisers. God, that sounds like a lesbian affair, doesn't it? The organisers say that they don't want the venue to just be a bar. Their plans include donating 2 to 5% of the weekly business proceeds to the ACLU of Idaho and the Wasmuth Centre for Human Rights in Boise. That's pretty cool. A place associated with division can become a place where people meet, the fundraising campaign says. There's still a long way to go. The campaign is set for $3 million. Sorry, I haven't got the will. That's great. Wonderful. Go them. Yay.
Excellent. Another gay bar in the
town.
Sorry,
I am falling asleep in the corner. It's my own fault. It's been a long week.
I just love the word saloon.
Saloon?
Yes.
Saloon. Awesome fest. Hetero awesome fest.
Yeah.
Where they build stuff with hammers and... Oh, no, that is lesbian fest.
That's lesbian fest.
What do they do at straight fest?
I don't know. Isn't that just what we call young farmers?
Heterosexual
complain.
Pervert sheilas and...
Complain and wish it was them.
They just...
Yeah.
Right, we're going to an example.
There is so much I could say, but I've lost the will.
This is 2 Tons of Fun with, and it's Your Love is Gonna See Me Through. That was 2 tons of fun with Your Love Is Gonna See Me Through. Right.
We were also known as
The Weather Girls.
And the Weather Girls, the backup singers for
Sylvester.
Whose birthday?
It is today.
Yay.
Oh, and our last song that we're gonna play will be Sylvester. We don't have time to play our last two songs. Uh-huh. So we are gonna skip Barbara. I know. That is controversial for the homos in this room, okay. But we will be skipping Barbara's song.
Okay, and we're going to skip Bonnie Tyler too?
No, he wasn't on the list.
He wasn't on the list? Oh, no. Okay, then we go straight to...
Well, we're going to read my article first, thank you.
Okay.
It's my turn to read. And I control the buttons.
There's an awkward vibe in the studio right now.
Yes, so retired diver Aidan... Feminoff recently appeared on a panel on diversity and inclusion in sports in Canada as his drag alter ego Hazel. Over the past year, Feminoff has seen Hazel's star rise in the drag community by competing on Canada's Drag Race and performing at Pride Toronto and Vancouver Pride. But as his appearance on the panel demonstrated Feminoff's history as a diver, climbing the ranks in his native Canada, and competing at Florida State still has a massive influence in his life. I never fully grasped that sharing my story with out sports back in 2016 would give other people the push to be their true, authentic selves. Feminoff wrote, I've touched that
I'm
whole
on a
side.
Journey.
Hold me away for a while, but this panel woke it right back up. In his coming out story, Feminoff reflected on how diving helped take his mind off the anxiety of living in the closet during his high school years, as well as the way it became a vital part of his self-expression after coming out publicly while at Florida State. He even offered a promotion of his future career by telling an anecdote about revealing the boredom on an aeroplane by leading his teammates and a flight attendant in a dance to YMCA.
Oh no.
Well, that sounds fun.
And then Donald took over.
Yes. As he noted in his Instagram post, there were still parts of his athletic career that he wished were different. I do drag now not just to inspire but to build safe spaces, he noted. Safe spaces are everything for the 2SLGBTQIA+ community, especially in the world we currently live in. A chance to be seen and to be fully themselves is all I want. These spaces are what I wished I had growing up in diving, but never quite found.
There you go.
Bless. So, nice. Yes. Awesome. Oh, great that he's come out. It's just the 2SLGBTQIA+.
Two-spirit.
Oh, right. Okay. I've not seen that one come through before.
They often put it on the front in Canada and some places in America.
Oh. Ah, right. Okay.
Is that because they're closer in...
Because it's the native.
Space to you, the native, yeah.
Yes. Yep. Right, but that is all we have time for.
All right.
So I've read the last article. Our last song will be by Sylvester in light of his birthday at the day
Who
of recording.
Who were his backup singers?
2 Tons of Fun,
and
aka
they were also known as?
The Weather Girls.
And one of them was called?
Daphne.
Oh, no.
Martha Wash.
Yes, Martha Wash.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that one. So, right, any last words for the people?
Look, stop the doom scrolling. Go to bed at a decent hour. Remember to charge your phone at a decent hour of the night so you don't realise at midnight that you haven't charged your phone for the next day. So then you sit up waiting for your phone to charge and then you realise it's 2 in the morning and then you realise you should really be going to bed. So you go to bed. So you get up and then you go, oh, I'll just get ready for work. And then you look at the clock and you go, well, crikey dick, it's 5:30 in the morning and I've had about 2.5 hours sleep.
Or you lose power in the evening and realise your phone is on 15%.
Yep, or that. Take your meds, brush your teeth. What about you? Oh, she's ready for a nap.
Oh,
enjoy some sun when it's there.
Yeah,
happy
quiet
spring
for once.
Happy springtime. Yay.
Bye bye.
Stay safe.
Stay proud, boy.
to feel.